Good morning, everyone. Thank you so much for being here today at Solace Church. I'm Matt Blair, lead pastor here, and you guys are crazy. You showed up and it's like pouring down rain outside. So welcome to Solace Church. Everyone's been baptized already this morning, so that's really good news. But thank you so much. If you're a guest visiting with us, thank you for being here, man. We love, love, love seeing new faces, new families here. So if you're a first-time guest and I have not had a chance to meet you, after service, I'll be hanging down here at the front of the stage, and I would love to get a chance to hear how you ended up here this morning. And here's what we know. You came this morning, and who knows the reasons, right? Maybe a friend invited you. Maybe it was a family member that's involved today in our service with being having a child dedicated, or maybe membership, or maybe even baptism. Maybe you came just because you thought it would be good to try out Solace Church. Whatever the reason, we're glad that you're here. More than anything else today, our prayer is that you get a chance to experience God's presence. We want to have fun. We want to do life together. We're going to take next steps. This is Next Step Sunday. But we want to see what God has to say this morning to you. And so we're looking forward to going on this journey with you over the next hour. If you are watching online at solacechurch.com, thank you for being a part of our online community. If you're there at online today at home, we have an 11:30 service. Look forward to seeing you then. Watch this video. Come on, guys.
Thanks, Mom, for being the most selfless person I've ever met.
Thanks, Mom, for the facial hair. Wait, that didn't work.
Thanks, Mom, for always feeding me.
Thank you, Mom, for having me first and not making me the littler one.
Thanks, Mom, for helping us ambush Dad with water balloons.
Thanks, Mom, for always being there for me.
Thanks, Mom, for life.
Thanks, Mom, for eating like this.
Thanks, Mom, for laughing at me while I ran into that parked car when I was learning to ride my bike.
Thanks, Mom, for always forgiving me no matter what I've done. Thanks, Mom, for making me look so fierce. I get my facial hair from your side of the family.
Thanks, Mom, for always making me laugh.
Thanks, Mom, for always being there for me, my best friend.
Thank you, Mom, for always keeping our pantry full.
Thanks, Mom, for always being my personal chauffeur.
Thank you, Mom, for being so lovely.
Thanks, Mom, for making the best pizza in the world.
Thanks, Mom, for always embarrassing me.
Thanks, Mom, for taking me to the movies.
Thank you, Mom, for praying for me all those years ago. Even though you're not here anymore, I know that God heard those prayers and they've made a difference in my life.
Thank you, Mom, for giving me my gift of sarcasm.
Thanks, Mom, for always believing in me and supporting me.
Thank you, Mom, for always being my biggest fan.
Thank you, Mom, for always bailing me out whenever I screwed up.
Thank you so much, Mom, for coming to everything I ever did and supporting me in all my activities.
Thanks, Mom.
Thank you, Mom.
Thanks, Mom.
Thanks, Mom.
Thanks, Mom.
Thanks, Mom.
Thanks, Mom.
Thanks, Mom.
Well, again, as I said before, this is Mother's Day, and we want to celebrate with you today, and this is such a great day for so many reasons. I'm thankful that you're here. For the next couple of minutes, I want to just share with you, if you'll allow me just kind of to preach for a few minutes, I want to share with you some things that's been on my heart. I've been doing this now for 11 years here at Solace Church. I think I've officially preached 10 Mother's Day messages, or this is the 10th one. And this week, as I was considering what I might be able to share with this group today, it struck me that I don't think I've ever spent time talking to those who on Mother's Day may not have the sense of joy and celebration that maybe many of us do in the room. The truth is that Mother's Day is a really, really interesting day to celebrate. And the reason why is because moms are so critically important to a child. There's no replacement for the love that a mom can give. There's no replacement for the influence of the mom in the life. You are critically important. But as I said, there are some in the room today, and I want to speak directly to the ladies here for just a few minutes. There are some in the room today where Mother's Day is maybe awkward for you. Maybe Mother's Day is quite difficult for you. Maybe, quite honestly, Mother's Day is a sad day for you. And if you're here today and Mother's Day doesn't just kind of fit the nice, normal holiday where you get to celebrate and enjoy, if that's you, I want to speak to you. As I began to think about and pray about the kind of the four different groups of ladies here, women here today that might not see Mother's Day in the same way others in the room might see it, I thought about you, and I'll introduce you in just a moment, those of you who fit in these groups. And if you're in this group today, I want to speak just for a few minutes to you on this Mother's Day. So the first person in here, the first lady, the first woman in here that might not be able to celebrate Mother's Day like others might be able to celebrate Mother's Day is the single ladies. Now, here's the deal. You can celebrate Mother's Day because maybe you have a mom and you have a great relationship with a mom. But as it relates to you being able to internalize what it means to, like, hey, dedicate a child or, you know, have a baby, you know, 24/7 at your house, that's a weird concept for you. So when we talk about, you know, dedication, we talk about how great it is to be a mom that's exhausted, that loves, that doesn't register with you. And here's what I've noticed, that in the church, this is full confession, we sometimes get to a place where those who are single in our church, you know, out of high school for sure, in their 20s, maybe even into 30 or maybe even beyond that, we tend to have this view like, what's wrong? One of the questions that always comes up to a single lady in the church or single woman in the church, especially 20s, 30s, whatever, is, well, do you have a boyfriend? Do you have like that guy? I love this phrase, right? I hear it all the time. Well, your clock's ticking. Like, what? So I just want to, on behalf of the church, if we've ever come across to you like what's wrong with you, I just want to kind of turn the tables for a moment. Church, together, let's think rightly about what God's word says about singleness for a moment. Can you do that with me? Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 7. Now, by the way, I'm going to spend a whole lot more time on this in some message some other day. We'll exegete the whole text. But for this morning, I just want to show you one verse of scripture, actually a couple of verses as it relates to those who are single in the room today. Now, to the unmarried and the widows, I say, it's good for them to stay unmarried as I am. Now, this is not normal thinking in the church world, but Paul says it's actually good for someone to be single. And church today, I hope that we will kind of shift our mindset and our focus on this Mother's Day. Let's take a step together and shift our mindset to the understanding that if someone's single, it's not bad. Paul actually says it's good to be single. So if you're single here today, we celebrate you as a single person. Actually, Paul even says this in verse number 28, those who marry will face many troubles in this life. And Paul said, I want to spare you of this. And everyone that's laughing right now is married. They're like, Paul is exactly right. And so today I just want to kind of liberate the church for a little bit and say, if you're single, it's not a bad thing at all. So Mother's Day for you shouldn't be awkward or weird, because actually in Paul, in this text, says that when someone's single, they have the opportunity to really dedicate themselves fully to the Lord. One of the difficulties in being married is that there's the divided loyalties of family and my relationship with God. And someone who's single can fully commit themselves in a relationship with God. And so please just celebrate that today. If you're single, it's totally okay, and it's actually good according to Scripture. But here's what else I know. If you're single here today and you're like, well, look, I appreciate that, and that's all good, and I'm going to rest in my singleness for a moment, but I really want to be married, Matt. I really want to be in a relationship. There's this thing within me that says I long for that. Well, please know this. Paul gives some provision here as well. And maybe a next step for you is to first rest in your singleness. Because if you're never rested in who you are in the moment, I'm not sure you'll ever be prepared to take a step. So let's rest in our position, our current position and state in life. But if you're here this morning, and Paul just says it like this, by the way, verse number 9 of the same chapter. But if they, that's the singles, cannot control themselves, that means if they want to do things they shouldn't be doing before being married, they should marry. For it's better, I love the way Paul says this, it's better to marry than to burn with passion. I love it. Paul understands this about being single. Paul understands that God made us ultimately, yes, it's fine to be in a relationship. It's fine to be in a relationship. As a matter of fact, if you can't control yourself, if there's no self-control in the singleness, it's okay to be married. And so in either case, if you're single and you're okay with it, but everyone else is not okay with it, rest in the fact that God's okay with it. If you're here today and maybe you're wrestling with that, here's what I would say. If you're wrestling with being married and you're single here today, I want to encourage you to really work on you, to come to terms with, am I the person someone wants to marry? Am I in a place where I'm pursuing Christ so that God can connect me with the person that I need to be connected with? So, single ladies here today, we celebrate you and your singleness, and we give you permission to stay single. And that's okay. All right, I need to go on to the next group. There's another group of people here today that maybe Mother's Day is a little bit awkward. It's the married without children. Some of you are brand new in your married relationship and you don't have kids. And I've heard this so many times from young married, especially early 20s. I was this person as well. I was an individual who, Jennifer and I, you know, we got married in 2001 and we were like, no kids for us. Maybe never. Jennifer was one of those individuals that said, I will never, probably ever have kids. Don't want them. I love my husband so much that I don't want kids. And we're great. We're perfect. And so it was, it was like 7 years. I was 30 years old before we had our first child. And those 7 years were critical for our relationship. And so I want to just celebrate something on Mother's Day. If you're here today and you're married without kids, that's okay as well. It's okay to be without kids right now. It's okay on Mother's Day for you to look at families doing this and say, that's not me right now. As a matter of fact, I would say to you, waiting in a marriage relationship is actually a really good thing. Diving into having kids and when you don't even know your spouse yet in marriage relationship for very long might not be a great idea. And so I just want to celebrate today. It's okay to be married and it's okay to not have kids. However, I do want you to know this. Those of you who are married and you say, I'll never have kids, please understand this. That God has a way of changing our heart over time. And so over time, what's happened in our relationship is that, you know, we became open to the idea and God gave us this precious gift named Grady and he rocked our world like we could not have imagined in so many ways, both good and sometimes difficult. Not bad, just difficult. As a matter of fact, if you're married here today without kids and you're like, I'm not sure if that's for us, I want you to understand something today. On Mother's Day, please know this from Genesis chapter 1. This is what God said. Matter of fact, this is the first command in Scripture for Adam and Eve, a married couple. God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful and increase in number. You know, one of the things you can think about as you don't have kids is, you know what? Actually, in a marriage relationship, one of the great benefits and blessings of being married is that we can populate the earth. We can be fruitful and increase in number. And so I would encourage you to think about this. It's okay to be without kids, and it's okay to have kids. One of the things that happens for young families that happened to me and Jennifer is, and we didn't realize this, but we were very selfish people. Like crazy selfish in our marriage relationship. Let me tell you one of the best ways to become unselfish. Have a kid. They have all the selfishness you need. They will suck all the life out of you in very good and positive ways. You don't have time to be selfish. It's a great way to grow in a relationship. I will tell you that in as far as my position at Solace Church and my ability to pastor, there was something about when we came along and brought children into the world, something changed, something clicked within us, and something matured within us because we now had this incredible responsibility. And so I want you to know what the psalmist says also in Scripture about what children really are and how God sees them and how we should see them as well. Sons are a heritage from the Lord. Children are a reward. You might want to look at your husband or wife and say they truly are a reward from him. Verse number 4 goes on to say, like arrows in the hands of a warrior are sons born in one's youth. Remember, it's a male-dominated society, so we're not skipping the girl babies here. It's just a very male-dominated world, right? All right, verse number 5. Blessed is the man whose quiver is full of them. You know what Scripture says? Here's a culture shock to America. Two kids is not the status quo in Scripture. 10, 12, and that's the tribes of Israel, church. Come on, man. Jacob, 12 of them. And so, listen, this is weird. I know, like Mother's Day, can you say this? Yes. Lots of kids in the Christian family is a good thing. We went 3 and done, all right? That's as far as we could go. But that was one more than we ever thought we could possibly manage. So, for the married without kids, let me just encourage you to celebrate those times without kids. But understand that God, in a relationship of marriage, actually created us to be procreators on the earth. Third group of people, married but can't have children. There's a certain group of the family here at Solace Church. You're married, but maybe you're in a situation where you can't have kids. Maybe there's some biological reasons that you just simply can't have children. And on Mother's Day's a little bit more difficult for you because you think about those families who, you know, have lots of kids or even one kid, and you're like, I wish that was me, and I just want to say to you today that in Scripture, I want you to know this, that Scripture basically from cover to cover is filled with individuals, with women who weren't able to have children. There was some complication, some reason that they weren't able to have a child. And here's the reality. As you study Scripture, and if Scripture gives us any insight into those who are walking through this, one of the clear things, especially when you read like 1 Samuel, look at Hannah. One of the things that's clear in Scripture is that there's a heaviness that comes with not being able to have a child. There's a brokenness. There's some weeping involved in that. There's some questions involved in that. There's some honest prayer. There's some difficult prayer that comes along with this. And if that's you here today at Solace Church, hear me. Like I said, we're family. And we want to come alongside you in this journey of struggling through and dealing with and wrestling with not being able to have kids. Two things to just say to you very quickly today. Number one, here's what I want you to know. God is powerful, he is sovereign, and he performs miracles. And we pray alongside you, if God's giving you that burden, that God would make a way for you to be able to miraculously conceive and bring another child into this world. As a matter of fact, before this day is over, I'm going to pray specifically for you if you feel like you need that prayer from your church family today. But the other thing that I would say to you, and I hope you hear me today, if you're one of those individuals or that couple that you're struggling with being able to have kids, please hear me. Your identity does not come from whether or not you can have a child. Your identity comes from the fact that you are God's creation and you are his child, and he loves you regardless of what you can produce in this world. He loves you just as you are. And if you never have the chance to have a child, please know this, that you are not forsaken and abandoned, that God loves you right in the midst of what you're going through. There's a fourth group this morning that's here. It's also a very difficult place to be, and it's those who've lost a child. On Mother's Day, this is probably the most difficult holiday to celebrate or to even try to be thankful for. If you're a mom here today and you've lost a child, if you're a family here today, husband, wife, lost a child, you know the heaviness that comes. And I can't even begin to imagine what you must be going through. But if you're here today and you're on Mother's Day and you're hurting, Mother's Day is more about mourning than celebrating. I want to give you just a couple of verses because the truth is I have no words to say. There's nothing that I could say to help, but I believe Scripture is that very present time of help for us when we're struggling. And this is what Scripture says in Psalm 34:18, that the Lord is close to the brokenhearted and he saves those who are crushed in spirit. And that is, on a day like today, if there are more tears than there are smiles, God's near to those who are brokenhearted. And we're going to pray for you as well in just a minute, that God would come alongside you through the power of the Holy Spirit, the one who's called the Comforter, and that he would give you a sense of peace beyond the hurt and the pain. As a matter of fact, and I know this may not help much today, but I just want you to know from God's perspective what he longs to do in you and through you in the midst of the brokenness and the suffering that you're feeling. This comes from the Apostle Paul, which is a great passage of Scripture. And he says this, "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort." Verse number 4, "who comforts us in all of our troubles." And he says that there's a reason, and I know it's difficult to accept, and I know it's difficult to embrace, but one of the things that God does for us is that he comforts us so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves receive from God. And I love verse 5. It's really kind of, this really ties the idea of who God is and it is comfort together. "For just as the sufferings of Christ flow over into our lives," that is, we all deal with difficulty, like the loss of a child, "so also through Christ our comfort overflows." That is, the sufferings that come with this broken world that we live in are also complemented with the compassion and the mercy and the grace of God that's poured out on those who are hurting. And so today, if you're here and this is a difficult day for you, we want to come alongside you in prayer, and we want to be those who stand in the gap on your behalf and lift your case before the Father. You know, one of the things I was struck with in Scripture is the story of Hannah, as I mentioned just a moment ago. One of the things that Hannah did is she went to the temple and she brought her case before God. She was so committed to praying it through that Eli thought that she, you know, was on some kind of substance. She was so committed to this prayer. She was so pouring out her heart to God that Eli was really, really perplexed about what she was doing. And it struck me, you know, on Mother's Day, if your heart is heavy or if you're struggling with identity or if you're struggling through some of these things, I cannot think of a better thing to do than to allow your church family to surround you and just pray over you and lift up your specific case before the Father. So I don't know if it's weird to do this. Maybe it is. But here's what I think would be cool for us to do. If you're here this morning, maybe you're single and struggling with that. Maybe you're, you know, married, but you're not sure about the whole kids thing. And maybe you're wrestling with that. And maybe you're here and you can't have kids and you want to stand, you want to bring that case before the Father. Or maybe you're here and you lost a child and you're struggling with how to deal with that. I, your pastor, want to pray with you. And I want to lift your case up before the Father. So here's what I'd love for us to do. Church, let's stand together for just a moment. Would you do that with me? And just for a moment, maybe we can just play some music quietly. In church, would you just do this for me? Would you just bow your heads and close your eyes for a minute?
Hey, this is Pastor Matt Blair. Thank you so much for taking time to check out our podcast today at solidchurch.com. You know, we realize that it's possible, as you listen to this message today, that God may have spoken to your heart about something. So if you made any kind of spiritual decision, we would love to know about that. You can email us at info@solidchurch.com and let us know what happened in your life today. Once again, thank you so much for taking time to check out this podcast.